Piccadilly Press presents The Fearless Five, written by Banny McPartlin and read by Tom Farley. The Five. There's a photograph of me and my friends with the headline, "Have you seen the Fearless Five?" that hit the national news and made five kids the most wanted kids in Ireland. It's framed on my mam's wall over her prized white marble fireplace, and next to my sister Rachel's nursing diploma and my brother Rich's gold record. The picture features my four friends and me, dressed head to toe in green, white and gold, our faces painted with shamrocks and harps, and all of us grinning fiercely. We looked nuts. We were nuts. We just didn't know it. On the far left is Sumo Lane. Sumo's real name is Brian, but he was never a Brian. Brians are mostly brainy and sometimes boring. He was neither of those. Sumo is huge. At 12 years old, he's 6 foot tall and wider than a cottage door. People moved out of the way when Sumo walked down the street. I came up with the name Sumo when we met age six, because even though he wasn't 6 foot then, he had jet black hair, pudgy cheeks, and he was always the biggest kid in the room. The name just stuck. Kids, teachers, parents, even his own, called Brian Sumo. I suspect Sumo's parents regretted picking the name Brian. And although he's a giant, he's gentle and kind. He's also obsessed with comics and smells like Spam. Spam is disgusting, sweaty pink meat that smells like feet. Next to Sumo is his best friend, Walker Brown. He's skinny and tiny, and although he's 13 in the photo, he could pass for an 8-year-old. We all wore Irish flag-coloured furry top hats, but Walker wore his reluctantly because he was serious about his hair. He kept the sides of his hair short and the top long. He backcombed it so that it sat like a giant slick wave on top of his head, and it was so full of hairspray that it didn't move. A lot of effort went into Walker's hair, but it added almost 2 inches to his height, so it was worth it. His big, thick, horn-rimmed glasses were so heavy, he was always holding them against the bridge of his nose so that they didn't fall off. He had asthma, which meant he spent a lot of his time wheezing and sucking on an inhaler. So I used to joke that he was called Walker, because he definitely wasn't a runner. That always got a laugh. Walker isn't a nickname, though. That's his actual name. His mother just liked the sound of it. And because she is the bossiest woman in Ireland, Walker's father gave in without much of a fight. No one messes with Walker Brown. He's small, but he's smart and mean as a snake. And he says the word fact after any statement he considers important. And he thinks most of what he says is important. Fact. Walker is the only one not pretending to smile for the camera. He said we were crazy and that we'd get caught. He was right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?